Hey, welcome back to The Bright Side. This is DJ. And who's on the other end today?
This is John.
All right.
As always.
We're just going to do some news today.
Unless you're two-timing me with another podcaster.
No. Not that I'm not looking. No.
I would be too.
You mean you are too?
No, I said if I was you, I would be too.
No.
Somebody that'll let you get a word in edgewise.
That was great. All right. Yeah, let's just do some news. Try and keep this one quick, but you know us.
Yeah, I know us.
So we'll start with the, comic book news right now. It's the best way to spend my comic book allowance.
Okay, well, the books you want to be looking for this week, the same theme as the last couple of weeks. This is the end of... pretty much the end of the DC Icons foil cover month. So the big cover this week is Batgirl 28. That's the Joshua Middleton variant. This one also suffers from a lower order quantity because when the orders were due by us retailers, the cover image wasn't available. So we were kind of ordering blind, and that's a little tough to do sometimes when you don't know what the cover is going to look like. So
let me ask you a quick question then. So, yeah. That's funny. How important is it when you're ordering that you know what the cover looks like? Like, so you know, like, regardless of the content on the inside, those covers sell, right?
Well, right. It's more based on the artist that's doing it. So, right now, most of the titles have a steady variant cover artist that's doing all of those titles. Like, for instance, Joshua Middleton is doing Batgirl and Aquaman right now. So his B covers are pretty popular, but some of them are misses because it just depends on what they look like. Because in these cases, most of the people are buying them strictly for the cover art and not necessarily the content of the book. So it's a little tricky to order when you haven't seen the cover because it could be one of his great covers. Or it could be one that's kind of so-so. And that's really, as a retailer, that's kind of us making a judgment call on what we think people are going to like. But the art for this one came in after our order deadline. And it's a beautiful cover. And, you know, we knew right away that it was going to be something people were going to want. So for myself, I went in even after order deadline and increased my orders and crossed my fingers. And I got lucky and I got my extra copies. I don't know how many people went in and did that. So this one is, by the way, it's selling online. It's selling between $15 and $25 a pop right now on eBay. So, in spite of it being also a good looking cover, it also could just be short ordered by retailers. So it is one that you want to go out and take a look for. If you can pick it up at cover price, it's definitely worth a grab. If for nothing else, you know, I know a lot of people that listen to this might not necessarily be worried about the flip value of a book, but you know, if you like art at all, it's a great cover. So it's one that you want to pick up. The other big one, as far as the DC variants go, is the Wonder Woman 57, by Jenny Frisson. She's another one who it's a little hit and miss with the popularity. Again, and any artist would be because not everything resonates. But this is another pretty sharp looking cover. It's about a $15 book right now. So those are the two on the DC front that you want to be taking a look at. From Aftershock Comics, there's a new comic called Dead Kings Number 1. For some reason, this thing's going for about $10 a pop right now on eBay. And I don't, I don't have an answer for this one. It's not based on cover art by any, you know, at all. It's just, I guess maybe a short ordered book. I know it's one that I only ordered a couple of copies of, and you know, a lot of times these books, like, especially from these smaller companies like Aftershock and things, you know, retailers go a little light on those covers because we prefer to spend our money on the big two with Marvel and DC, just like the readers do. But sometimes these things are optioned for movies and TV almost before they come out. So I honestly, I didn't do the research on it, but this thing could be optioned already. And it may never come out, but you know, a lot of these, like recently they issued Lost Explorers as a series, and that's already been optioned for TV. And so it had a lot of buzz, and its first couple of issues sold out and are going for a little bit. So, so again, this is one to keep an eye on, just for the heck of it, because it is seeing a little bit of movement right now. On the Marvel front, not necessarily anything to look at financially, but Return of Wolverine number 2 hit the stands this week, and that's been selling pretty quickly for me. You know, I sold a bunch of copies of number 1, and it looks like a lot of the readers are back for number 2, and that's a good sign because, you know, a lot of people go out and buy number 1s just because they're number 1s.
Right.
And then we see a pretty steady fall off on the number 2s, but so far, this return for Wolverine, the number 2, I haven't quite matched my number 1 numbers yet, but it's only day 2, and I have sold quite a few copies, so that's a good, it's kind of a good sign for that series. It's only a 5-issue miniseries anyways, but as I said when we first talked about issue 1, just because the miniseries is only 5 issues doesn't mean we're not going to see Wolverine again after that. He's right. You know, a mainstay of Marvel Comics.
Pretty big character.
Yeah. A few people like him. And then another one to kind of keep an eye on is Spider-Gwen. Her series ended a couple of months ago, and it's relaunched again because she's been rebranded. She's no longer goes by Spider-Gwen as a title. She's Ghost Spider. So they ended her last series and relaunched. This one pretty much picks up right where the other one left off, so it's not really anything groundbreaking other than that it's a new number one issue, and it is titled Ghost Spider. And that's the name she's going to go by in the animated Spider-Verse movie that's coming out in December from Marvel. Yeah, yep. Into the Spider-Verse. Yeah, so, I mean, she wasn't ever known as Spider-Gwen. That was just the title of her book, and that's what we all knew her by. You know, in her book, obviously she didn't go by that name because everybody would know who she was.
Right.
But now she officially has her own name. So that might be one that, you know, just like in true Marvel fashion, that one launched with a whole slew of covers. Some of the variants are going for a little bit more than others. The animation variant is about $10, but most of the rest of them are selling at cover price. So, but it should be a good read. She's a fun character and she's pretty popular. And that's about it on the comic front this week. So what you got for us, DJ?
Not really a lot. I just really wanted to talk about, Arrow for a minute.
Okay.
A lot of buzz on Twitter about this week's episode. You're caught up, right?
Yeah, I did. I watched it actually last night, so I'm caught up to issue 2, episode 2.
Yeah, so no spoilers really, other than if you've seen anything on Twitter about William and how the buzz that there's a new, I mean, the headlines were a new character in the Arrowverse comes out as gay, and of course you click on it, and
which is amazing to me that's still a big deal.
That's exactly what I wanted to talk about. And what was funny is I'd seen the headline before I got a chance to see the show, and I read I read the headline, and then I saw the show, or I read the story, and I was like, oh, okay, William. And we all know what the previous week, how it ended. You and I talked about it. And it was like, uh-oh, what's going on here? Because, you know, Arrow's doing flash forwards instead of flashbacks now, and William's older. And in this week's episode, in their flash forward, William is...
Is this Flash or Arrow? Come on now.
Yeah, exactly. So William's on the island. Looks like about 10 years in the future. And he runs into Roy Harper, who's dressed as Arsenal. And
well, they're doing a good job of kind of making look like I know who he is, and I have a hard time recognizing him. Yeah, when I'm watching him. So
they aged him really well. They made him.
They did.
Like, with that, yeah. I mean, he looks good. But so he's just hanging out on the island. We don't know why yet. But him, and,
right? Because you do. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Not to mention in full Arsenal gear.
Right, because you do. You run around just
right
like by yourself, dressed as Arsenal,
hanging out there at a campfire in full Arsenal gear, and you're like, okay. But anyways, they're having a conversation, and in the conversation, you find out that just through a normal conversation that Felicity and Oliver abandoned him for some William right. for some reason. And he's like, you know, I'm pretty upset about it. And he says, my ex-boyfriend is, you know, knows I'm upset about it. And that's the conversation. And it was great. Right. And instead of talking about, you know, these are Arrow fans on the internet. Instead of talking about that, for some reason, nobody's tying in that in Flash, you're seeing that that Barry Allen disappears for 25 years. Nobody knows where he went. In Arrow, they're showing that Felicity and Oliver took off. Nobody know, you know, William's like, I don't know why they left me. I don't know where they are. You've got all these, right. And the big thing, the story is that he happened to mention in a conversation with a guy that he hadn't seen in forever. He says, you know, my ex-boyfriend's upset. And that's the story. And it, what I thought was cool was the show is showing that hopefully that's the point that we got to get to, you know. Roy Harper didn't go, oh my God, William, you're gay. No, he just was like, it's just matter of fact. And that's where we need to be. And that's what I think the show is trying to show, you know, like it's not a big deal what your sexuality is. And of all things, Colton Haynes is gay in real life. And it's like, but it's that. The show made no big deal about it, and I think that's the point, to me. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, no, I agree. Like I said, I don't know why that's news anymore. You know, in this day and age, it shouldn't even raise an eyebrow anywhere.
Yeah. It's, I mean, the Arrowverse has, you know, obviously with Supergirl.
The Arrowverse is very representative.
Yes.
Of everybody.
Yeah, they have the transgender character now that on Supergirl. And she's a real...
Hey, spoilers, I haven't watched Supergirl yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of all...
But I knew that.
That's kind of been everywhere. Yeah, like, no, she's actually transgender. She's and she's playing a transgender character. And that show is just... It's that I think we need to do a podcast just to that show, the way that's going. But
we
yeah,
for sure. I'm behind. I'm deep diving on Daredevil right now. So I'll get to Supergirl.
Yeah. We're going to get to that. Yeah, that was about it for Arrow. I just thought that was, you know, that was worth talking about, worth mentioning. Cause I just think, hoping that's the way we end up going as a society, instead of just being a big deal. It's just like, okay, so what?
Right.
The other small thing I just want to, and I mean, we don't get paid for this, obviously, but I'm...
We don't?
No.
I'm done. I was waiting for my check.
Yeah, keep waiting, pal. No, I mean, it's that DC, I was reading about today, I started to look in to see how much money they're making and stuff like that, but that new DC channel app thing.
Right.
And I watch the DC Daily every day, and I know this is the business that you're in, and it's like a lot of us don't get to go to work in a comic book shop and study this stuff all day long. So, you know, I come home and it's a 20-minute episode, and you just sit there and they just give you some news and fun stuff. I don't know. Have you watched it at all, the DC Daily?
I've watched a little bit of it here and there. I'll be honest with you. I'm not a daily. I don't watch it every day. And
you probably give them the
even the couple times the couple times I have watched it, I've watched about half of it, and then when they get into that little sit down kind of round table or whatever you want to call it on the couch, that's when I kind of tune out. So
yeah, I'm actually enjoying it. Maybe it'll get old someday or something, but I'm hoping that it becomes popular enough, and I'm hoping people, you know, watch it, listen to it, buy it, and then Marvel does one. And then, because, you know, this, we're a copycat world.
Well, you know, Disney is doing one, so how much they devote it to Marvel.
Exactly.
Like, I'll be honest with you, I don't want that. I don't want a Marvel app on top of my Disney app and my DC app, because I'm already paying for 7 different services between Amazon Prime, Netflix, Hulu, and what have you. So I'm with you, and I hope they do it on the DC, on the Disney streaming service, but I don't need a Marvel app.
Yeah. But I like all the, I mean, it's really getting me back into, it's doing a good job at getting me back into a lot of the DC stuff.
Right.
I already own it, Long Halloween, and they did a whole piece on it the other day, and they have it up on the app. You can actually read the comic on your TV, and it's a pretty good interface on this part with, I watch it on my Apple TV, and you literally use your Apple remote and you slide your thumb, and it's like kind of like turning the page. Doesn't look like that on your screen, but it goes from frame to frame.
Right.
And then I don't know if you've tried.
I like when they do that, because a lot of times when you're reading a comic, you don't really know which panel to go to next, because it's not always left to right, top to bottom. So I like when it kind of goes from digitally, goes from panel to panel.
Yeah, I think they're constantly updating their app too, because I've read a bunch of things today that the interface isn't too good, but it's getting better. And I went on and I was reading a comic book. Oh, I don't know which one it was I was reading, but it was like over the weekend, only like 4 or 5 days ago. And it was almost like it was on a timer. So like you'd look at a page you'd look at a frame. And it would automatically change. I'm like, I'm not done reading yet. so you'd have to go back, and it gave you that panic attack you get in the movies with the subtitles. You're like, oh no, this isn't fun.
Right. I missed it.
Yeah. So, but then I went on last night and it didn't do that. I was reading Long Halloween, and I was like, you could do the thumb thing. And what was nice is so say you open up your comic book, and like it's a full double page scene, but you've got like 4 bubbles to read, right? Well, it would take you through each bubble. You slide and you'd read each bubble up close, seeing the artwork, and then the other one. And you, by the time you get to the 4th, before it would flip the page, it would pan back and show you the entire image with all the now you can't really see the bubbles because they're a little smaller, but then you could really take in the full page artwork. And it was really kind of good, because it was, you read each bubble and it gave, you know, clearly on your TV, and then you'd flip it and you'd see everything. And it was nice. I don't know if people are going to start reading comics that way, but I think it's a pretty good way to promote comics, you know, and then
it's a good way to promote comics. As a guy that sells paper comics for a living, I don't want everybody to start reading digitally and getting all their comics through the DC Universe app, but I do acknowledge that the technology is there, and it does make it convenient, because, you know, when I can carry when I could carry 10 long boxes worth of comics around in one hand on my iPad, you know,
yeah,
it definitely makes it convenient, but
yeah. So that's about it for this week. You got anything for news and stuff, and we can wrap the week up with this. Is that about it for you?
Yeah, no, but one final comment, something that just popped into my head. So, on Monday night, we talked about Daredevil, and you made some mentions of the sound mixing on Daredevil. And
You've been watching it now, so what do you think?
Yeah, so my wife and I listened to the podcast again today when we were driving around in the car, because she hadn't heard it yet. And so she heard the conversation about Daredevil, and we sat down and we watched a bunch of episodes tonight, and again, not to give any spoilers at all, but, you know, I did listen to it, and, you know, I could definitely hear what you were hearing with the sound mix and all that things, and especially, you know, when you're trying to kind of see through his eyes and, you know, with his hearing and, you know, what he's hearing going on around him. And I think they did a great job.
Right. But
we took a break a few episodes in to sit down and eat dinner. And my wife turned to me and she says, you know, I don't really know what he was talking about. It's just sound to me. I don't hear anything. And It just made me chuckle a little bit because,
really,
you know, so she is not a real connoisseur of, you know, movies, yeah, and sound. She'd be perfectly happy with the black and white old TV with the rotary dials, and yeah, it's kind of lost on her. But I just figured it made me laugh a little bit when she said that. So I thought
that's funny. Yeah. Hey,
I told her I was going to make fun of her on the podcast today. So.
No, it's like, hey, that's what I said like the other day, like the content of the show is awesome in itself, but then when you
she's loving the show,
right, and you don't need the sound to get that, but I just think it enhances the experience so much that it's definitely worth a try. And like I said, it's, yeah, like if you don't have access to something like a good surround sound system, headphones works. So, but yeah, it's,
yeah,
hey,
yeah,
to each his own, but yeah, that's, yeah, fun. That's, yeah, funny.
Hey, just like I said, you still, you know, like DJ mentioned, it's infinitely worth it if you can listen to it on some nice surround or some headphones, because it is very well done. But sometimes, yeah, it's not appreciated by everyone. So.
Yeah, like I said the other day when I said it's better than Infinity War, and after I thought about it, I actually tweeted it out. I think it's the best in the MCU, in all the movies. Because,
yeah, it may be. I'm gonna have to go back and watch Infinity War again with it all set up just to see. But it is very well done. I do have to agree with.
It's you. It's very creative what they did. That's what I liked about it. So,
yeah.
But yeah,
it did kind of put you in his head. So,
oh, it definitely does. We don't have to bore people with more of that.
I know.
But thanks.
This is the part where we go on.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, wait, we got to get to 50 minutes. Right. Now, we can wrap it up. That about it? I think we're good for this week.
Okay.
We'll have a surprise one next week, because that means we haven't figured out what we want to talk about next week yet. But it'll probably be Daredevil if I can finish it, because you said you're probably going to finish it soon.
I'm eight episodes in. I got five to go, so
maybe we'll do
I'll have
half
them done by the weekend.
Maybe we'll do the halfway mark, and then we'll also have Titans to talk about, three episodes of Titans to talk about, and see where we go from there.
Yeah, because I've got some Titan stuff we need to discuss, and I want to get off my chest a little bit. So,
oh yeah, that's right. That's
we could do,
oh my
we
god,
could do that next
yeah,
week.
I can't wait for that. I'm looking forward, because I got questions for you. So, all right. That sounds good. We'll do that next week. As always, anything you guys want us to talk about, you can tweet us at the Bright Side. At Bright Side. Yep, at Bright Side _ chat. And you can email us at thebrightsidechat@gmail.com. What is the Facebook?
Facebook.com/thebrightsidechat.
There we go. And get in touch with us. Let us know. We're still only on SoundCloud for now, but soon to be moving on up to bigger and better places. So that's it. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening.
All right. Peace.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Fred.